Hello to you, Annie and Nathaniel, listening on Deep Harvest Farm on Whidbey Island. And coming to you from Whidbey Island, Washington, this is Stories from Women Who Walk with 60 Seconds and a bit more goodness for Wednesdays on Whidbey and your host, Diane Wiska. Every week, I head over to Deep Harvest Farm from July through Thanksgiving to fill my basket with organic produce as a community-supported agriculture member. Early in the day, the CSA members get an email with a list of what's been harvested, a recipe or two, and a musing by Farmer Annie, like this one, the fallacy of sunk costs. Maybe like me, you'll recognize yourself in her words. Sometimes a benefit, and other times a detriment of long farm days, are the countless hours alone with one's thoughts. A morning spent pruning tomatoes and dragging irrigation lines offers opportunity to practice deep breathing, mindfully listen to the sparrow songs, or to stew on last night's suboptimal conversation with your sister while mentally spiraling about foreign affairs. There's time for it all. We spend many moments with the gentle coo of the wind, but also keep our brains stimulated with a wide assortment of podcasts. A few of us love The Gray Area with Sean Illing, which is a philosophy show that covers culture, politics, and other big conversation topics. I'm pretty sure it was here I learned about one of my now favorite philosophical principles that comes in handy most farm days and in the rest of life, too. It's called the fallacy of sunk costs. Anyone else a fan? This concept expresses the mental error in one's tendency to keep going on an endeavor just for the sake of finishing it. You've invested some time, money, and energy, so you want to complete a task, even if the costs of completing it outweigh the positives. It's knowing when to cut losses and till in those overly weedy carrots. Shrug your shoulders and leave the last 10% of the giant fruit tree unpruned, or close the book you're not loving and pick up something else. There's nothing to gain by doing otherwise. Every day, we look at our mammoth to-do list and decide what's a priority and what ain't going to happen. And not infrequently, we kiss some hard work goodbye for the sake of future plantings and more vital tasks. Prioritizing and letting go might be a farmer's most important skills, as well as life talents, too, aiding us in the efficiency, time, productivity, and happiness of life. Click the link in the episode notes to visit Deep Harvest Farm. Learn about the farm and its farmers. Sign up for the seed newsletter for hot garden tips, farm news, and seed discounts. Join the community-supported agriculture CSA Farm Share program and shop the 170 varieties of certified organic, open-pollinated, and non-GMO seed proven to thrive in the Pacific Northwest. There's a link for flowers, as well as a link for vegetables and herb seeds. And once again, thank you for listening.